Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We've got week four of the NFL completely in the books after that Monday night football game, if you want to call it that, last night. We'll already start taking ahead and look at week five. Florida Man is on our schedule as well. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
The middle pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch. Pass is caught. Diggs sideline touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. It is the first day of October. We are putting the month of September in the rearview mirror. We've got just about 30% of the fantasy football season almost in the books here. Welcome in. Joe Pizzapi along with Craig Mish on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Sean Guastamacchia is, of course, producing the show. You can follow Joe on Twitter at JoePizzapia17. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. And Joe, good afternoon. It's a Tuesday, so this is like my one day off to just kind of chill before Wednesday comes in with all of the lines and all the spreads and all the fantasy moves. So I really enjoy Tuesdays, and I wish I enjoyed it as much as I enjoy this day a lot more than I enjoyed the game last night. Wow. I think I watched, I'm going to say 2 minutes maybe of the game. I would say a grand total of 2 minutes. It was so bad. And man, like I there are just more bad games in the NFL that are good. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, well, look, it's part of it is the quarterback attrition, which I know we're going to talk about a little later on the show. But yeah, I actually got lucky with this one. You know why? Because the first half of the game I missed, turned it on in the third quarter. I was like, oh, it's kind of a snooze fest. It was kind of a, you know, after halftime, low scoring. I'm like, okay, I really didn't miss too much here. And then, boom, all of a sudden some scoring happened in the third quarter. And then after that, nothing happened. So I felt pretty good about it. It was fascinating to see the narrative die of the whole, well, James Washington and Mason Rudolph were a thing in college, because I think we could officially put a fork in that one. And it was also kind of interesting to see the Steelers scale back the offense and tailor it a little bit more to, I don't want to say just the running backs, but also just a simplified version of what they're used to running out there, which I think is going to help them in the future if they're going to have any shot to win football games. So what did you think of the fact that the Steelers in the third quarter, if you saw that, I don't know if that 2 minutes you saw was the third quarter.
Basically, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it, and I don't care. They suck. And so does the Bengals suck too. It was an awful game, and I don't blame the Steelers. You lose Roethlisberger, your season is over. I give the Steelers 0.0 credit for winning that game last night. The Bengals are, they're not the Dolphins, and I'm not sure that they're the Redskins, but they are certainly in that conversation among the three. I mean, going into the year, there was talk that the Bengals were probably one of the worst two teams in the NFL. And then there was some Kool-Aid being drunk after the first week, which people were drunk on. And look, you know, it doesn't take a lot to cover a game in the NFL. It's a lot different covering a spread. Actually, being a good team is another story. And they are. I honestly, that is one of the worst teams in football. And I think that they need to be in that conversation. Like Denver fights, like they've been in every game. Mm-hmm. The Bengals, I mean, yeah, they came back to cover against Buffalo. Congratulations, they played well in the first game. Congratulations, but they're not winning more than two or three games. And I don't think Pittsburgh's winning more than two or three games the rest of the season. I really don't. I don't think so. And the good news, I guess, for fantasy owners is you got a little bit from Connor. Like beyond that, I mean, I feel uncomfortable starting Rudolph in any league. I don't really feel comfortable starting Connor. I think this is going to play out, Joe, with Mixon holding out next year. I don't see any way that this guy plays. This kid is a talented kid that's just can't get it going on that team. AJ Green's still going to be out for weeks. Boyd was a non-factor. We'll talk about him in a minute because he saved me. But I don't know. I mean, just as bad as it gets. And then next Monday night, I think we're headed down the same road again. If I'm that way, I'm not sure. Sunday night or Monday night, one of the two games is really bad.
Sunday night, I think, is the Chiefs and Indianapolis Colts, I believe. So I don't.
Oh no, Monday night's actually interesting. But no, yeah, Sunday night was the game that I was. Yeah, I mean, I don't really give the Colts much of a chance at Kansas City, unfortunately. That way,
no,
they could cover. They could absolutely cover. I mean, teams could cover in the NFL. But as far as winning the game, it may be a suicide pick for me there as well. So But yeah, let's close the book on that, please. Never to be mentioned again. Okay, so as far as injuries are concerned, I thought that Davante Adams, that was interesting to see yesterday that the turf toe could end up holding him out this weekend. And clearly, here we go, Joe, another first round pick or early second round pick in fantasy that's going to miss at least 1 week. And I think the time is now to really start identifying some of those players that you could pick up, because if Green Bay's defense, especially against the run, is going to struggle that much, that means that they're going to have some opportunities, I think, to have to score some points to stay in games like they did against Philadelphia. So fire up Valdes-Scantling, maybe Geronimo Allison. And I would not pick up Jimmy Graham and start him in any league. I think he's done. But again, he is an option at this point, and I think Green Bay is going to have to take a close look at that.
Yeah, well, look, luckily there's a lot of trade targets, and they're going to talk about a couple of them later on in the program, too, that it might not be off the waiver wire this week. It's just the waiver wire is...
doesn't look good.
No. It doesn't look good, especially at wide receiver, because I think a lot of people picked up Johnson last week. Shark is gone. There's a couple of names out there that might be able to help. I don't think Cole Beasley's really floating around there anymore, especially now that you downgrade a quarterback potentially with Allen out. I don't know how much I love that one with Matt Barkley, but it's definitely difficult. And I think you're going to see a lot of MVS and a lot of Allison in this game. And neither of those guys are free agent wide receivers. And it does suck, because this is another guy in Davante Adams where you've been waiting and waiting. He finally had the Davante Adams game that you've been waiting for. And now you don't have him. And it's funny because the same narrative can be said about Jarvis Landry. Waiting and waiting. He finally had that game. Now he's in concussion protocol. He's not out. So it's you get your hopes up. And at one point, Adams was in obviously, he's always in your lineup no matter what, but Landry happened on your bench. You thought, oh my God, I can start this guy next week. Nope, probably not. It's all going to go to crap anyway. So very frustrating there in what's becoming a very frustrating first two round return on investment. Hopkins has been frustrating. Adams has been frustrating. Connor's been frustrating. Mixon, great talent. It's not equating into fantasy points. Damian Williams, let's not get started on that. There were guys that you could really take out of the equation that had a lot of risk going in, but even things like Le'Veon Bell, people looked Le'Veon Bell.
Everybody, you can keep going. David Johnson. I mean, everybody.
David Johnson's another guy there. I mean, basically what you're starting to look at is, if this truly is the quarterback league, maybe it's time to rethink the value of the very top quarterback and relative position value. And yes, you can get away at quarterback with picking up guys, starting guys, you can stream. But you know what? If this year especially, a third of the league has a different quarterback right now in week five than they had going into week one. A third of the league, 11 teams. That's a staggering number when you think about it.
It's like closers in baseball. It's like the same thing.
All right. Yeah, it's coming crazy like that. Yeah,
it is. Speaking of which, there's an interesting baseball story I saw yesterday, Joe, that the Red Sox may, at least they're saying this, and again, we don't know if this is going to actually play out this way, but J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts, the Red Sox are saying it's going to hard to keep both of those players. Of course, J.D. can just exercise his option and stay if he wants to with Boston. I get to see J.D. a lot here in the offseason. He takes BP and works out at my kid's school, so I see him almost every day. Nice. But Mookie Betts, I don't have a full read on that. The reason why I say I think JD is just going to opt in. I don't think he's going to opt out of his deal. But Mookie Betts, I mean, that would put the Red Sox in a position maybe to have to trade him. It seems like unthinkable that that would happen, though, right? Like more talk than action.
I think so. I mean, that would be, that's a terrible idea. Why would you trade one of the bright, young, athletic stars you have? Versatility. I mean, the guy, he hits, he runs, he does everything you want. He plays the field. He's got a great arm. I mean, why would you want to do that? JD's a little older. JD has an injury history.
Well, they can't trade him. That's not a tradable player.
You can't. Probably no. So that's difficult too. But I think really the sin here is the Chris Sale deal, right? Isn't that what's really putting things for them closer to that?
There's no sin. The Red Sox could just eat the tax. I mean, you're a team that's trying to compete for the World Series. I mean, like, they say that there's no salary cap in baseball. This is proving that there is. Like, it's just, I don't like to hear this at all. A team like Boston shouldn't be crying at all, man. The sellouts every game and the revenue that they make. For me, it's disappointing.
Well, do you think there should be a cap in baseball?
There is. When you look at it. There is.
I know the luxury tax are kind of like
teams don't want to go above the tax because they lose a first round pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. You're the Red Sox. You find a way to make it work just like you're the Yankees. But I think the Red Sox are looking at the Yankees and going, huh, look what they did here. In a couple of years, they turned things over and now they are a younger team who is a bright future. And the Red Sox, you know, they still have some young stars there. Obviously, Devers is a great player. Mookie Betts is a great player. Bogarts, but there's some age on that team, too. Yeah,
They're still good.
They are good. So I guess you just eat it. The problem is, you know, you can't put that money into Chris Sale and then have Chris Sale have the season he had.
No,
you
but that can't happens. Do it. That's going to happen. I mean, teams are going to make mistakes on contracts. It happens in every team.
I know. But I'm not saying it was the wrong. I'm not saying like hindsight's 2020. I'm saying this is now the negative, the downside.
Yeah, the result of what it is, of course. And it's Sale, if I'm not mistaken, supposed to pitch though next year, right?
That's what they say, but I don't know how you can feel really good about him in a fantasy draft right now. Yeah, I don't.
Well, we got to wait a few months and see. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Coming up next is the opening drive on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with Joe Pisapia with you here on the show. It's the 1st of October and our first opening drive of the month. So let's get started. And I promised that we wouldn't talk about Monday Night Football, but it is the first down topic here, unfortunately. My God.
You're a liar.
I am.
You're a liar.
I lied. Was it 24-3 was the final? Was it higher than that or no?
The final score is 27-3.
27-3. Okay. So a late field goal by Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's just, I really, Monday Night Football for me used to be so big, so important, and it still is for fantasy, of course, because a lot of you are playing in multiple leagues and there's always going to be these scenarios that play out on Monday Night Football. But my gosh, my indictment is huge on Monday Night and Thursday Night Football, Joe. Like, we'll get a good game for sure. There's 17 weeks. We'll get five games that are good. But man, what happened to Monday Night? That used to be the night. It's Sunday Night now.
Yeah, it's been Sunday Night for a while. The presentation of Sunday Night Football is so much better, too. Just putting that out there, the hour and a half leading up to it with the highlighting the game, what it's going to be. I think also the fact that people come to a place here where everyone's so busy during the week, which are the kids stuff and work stuff and all these things, where it is difficult on the weeknight now. It's a little bit harder, whereas Sunday night, everyone's home. You know, by the time kids go to bed and all these things, you've got this game on at 8:30. And the fact that they can flex that game later in the season was a game changer. Yeah. And I think that's why everybody has really gravitated to Sunday Night Football, because they know the first, was it 12 weeks or whatever is where it's not flexed. I can't remember the exact number. I think it's 12 until they start flexing it. But usually have some pretty good matchups on there, too. They put some they go off the stars more than they go off necessarily all the teams sometimes. And that kind of works out well for them. And Monday Night Football kind of gets whatever's left over. And culturally, there's been a big shift. And I don't think ESPN does a good enough job of presenting the game anymore. Just generally speaking, it's not as good of a presentation as it was. Not to sound like an old fart, but even when I was a kid, when it was on ABC, it's a little different. And I also wonder, too, do you think it's also, we've gotten to a point now, too, where ESPN has changed so much in the focus of their overall window of coverage. If they're so heavy on NBA, they're so heavy on the presentation of college athletics, that professional football, professional baseball, they're Sunday Night Baseball is not very good either. On
oh, no, but that's been, yeah, that's been long, long dead.
It's been long dead. And it's such a shame because I'm sure you were the same way. Sunday Night Baseball is hot.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is it was, you know, look, we didn't have the opportunity to watch all the games, Joe, you know, and that's the difference now is that you were seeing on Sunday night two teams that you normally didn't see during the season because you didn't have the opportunity to have the MLB extra innings and the MLB TV. And now everyone's seeing it. So Sunday night's just like, there's a Sunday night game. And in all likelihood, also with Sunday Night Baseball, Joe, the other part of it is that you have the same six teams playing every Sunday night in baseball. Like, yeah. I'm not using the Marlins, but we can use the Marlins as an example. You think the Marlins would ever sniff a Sunday night game? You think the Royals would ever sniff a Sunday night game? Never happens. So it's like, even for the fan bases, it's very difficult also. But yeah, there was some, even though John Miller and Joe Morgan toward the end were a little antiquated in terms of their analysis. I do miss that being interesting, and I certainly miss Monday night being interesting. Although I will say this, Cleveland San Francisco is a game that I will watch next Monday night.
Absolutely.
That is a game that I would look forward to. But then we take the hit on Sunday night, unfortunately. But that's not NBC's fault.
Well, you got to watch Mahomes play quarterback. That's never.
Yeah, that's probably worth it anyway.
I'm sorry. I mean, watching that guy play, especially in his building, is just special.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yep. All right. Second down tonight. Baseball begins. Back with the postseason, Brewers and Nationals, Woodruff and Max Scherzer. The world will obviously pick Washington tonight. And who knows, though, Joe, the Brewers have been the hottest team in baseball in September. They'll have to use a lot of bullpen action in this one. And Washington never wins at all in the regular season or postseason. So I would assume that Washington wins, but it would not shock me at all. It's baseball. It's one game. I could see Milwaukee winning tonight.
Well, Woodruff had a hell of a year before that injury. I got very lucky with him. I plucked him up early and in my home league, and it's a head-to-head points league, and strikeouts are pretty valuable. And he was just a strikeout monster, man. He was dropping these 10 strikeout games, and he looked fantastic. And I told you last week, I wrote the Brewers off when Woodruff got hurt. I was like, nope, that's it. I don't care. And then Yelich gets hurt, and I really forget it.
But no,
they continue to battle, and they just show you what it's all about. And you're right. The Nationals historically have had a bad a bad run in the playoffs here. If they should somehow pull a rabbit out of their hat tonight and beat Max Scherzer, I think this sends the Nats into a little bit of a spiral. I really do. This is a really important game. I don't want to put too much on the first game of a series, but in this instance, if you can beat the true ace of another team in that first contest with a team that in the back of their head, they know that they've had a lot of failures and they have a little bit more pressure, whereas the Brewers are definitely a team playing with house money. Man, I think that really gets in their head a little bit, and that could make for a fascinating series down the road here in less than a week or so.
Yeah, Washington's had this drama every year. It's with Harper, Dusty Baker, it's Strasburg, will he pitch, will he not pitch? I do think Washington wins tonight. I mean, this is arguably the biggest start of Max Scherzer's career, maybe. I would assume that he'll show up, but again, it's one game, it's baseball, and if Woodruff pitches three scoreless innings, and they're up 2-0, and they bring in Josh Hader, I mean, that could be three more innings, the game could be over, and Council's a really good manager. So I'll watch it. We'll see what happens. Should be interesting. More interesting, I think, than tomorrow night's game. I'm not as intrigued by Tampa and Oakland, but we'll get to that tomorrow. All right, third down. An epic finish for me last night, Joe, in this guillotine league that we've been talking about. This 16-team league where one team each week gets knocked out, and we're in week four. And going into last night, Joe, I am tied with another owner and I have Tyler Boyd, and he has Juju Smith-Schuster. And I'm also 6 points behind the next guy. So, of course, Tyler Boyd gets his two catches in the first half. I'm feeling pretty good, and then nothing in the second half. And then down a point with 5 minutes to go, Dalton throws the ball, Boyd catches it, puts me 0.86 points ahead, and I survive to the next week.
Unbelievable. You can't be killed in that game. You cannot be killed.
Oh, this week I'm dead. It's over. This I am finished this week. Like, if I survive this week, I got a good shot to move forward if I can get through this week. But I'm going to ask you some questions about that because I'm going to have to make some decisions tonight about my team. But yes, I am moving on. And we'll see if I can continue.
You're like the Terminator. You just like,
what do you mean with 80 points? I'm no Terminator. No, like you're the Terminator.
You might not be like the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, but maybe
my team's terrible.
Maybe you're the Terminator 2 Terminator.
You know? If Hopkins would do anything, I could probably go somewhere in this league. But I mean, I picked him up, he's been doomed.
Hey, he's playing the Falcons this week. That's a good opportunity.
I don't know.
If I misspoke, I think I got in my head because we're talking about series. This is a one game playoff, not a series, right? It's not 2 out of 3 for this. It's just the one game. So I apologize. I misspoke there. After I spoke, I said, wait a minute, I'm wrong there. So I want to just, before people at me on Twitter, my apologies.
Yeah, no one will.
No, because then I sound like a fool. But I don't know why in the back of my head I thought that they expanded it to the 2 out of 3 this year, but they didn't. It's still the one game playoff. So look, if they beat Scherzer, I don't know. Like at this point with the Nationals, I think you throw your hands up and it just, I don't know if you think
it's
you're
kind of expected. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, it should be expected because they've got bigger stars and they've got better all around talent on that team. So if I will say this, if the worst thing you can do for the Brewers is give them more hope. When you beat a guy like Scherzer, I think you feel unbeatable. So I guess you take that into whoever you play next. So who they play next? That's
they would play LA.
Well, I guess hope dies there.
Maybe.
Does it? I mean, I don't know. I guess anything can happen.
Yeah, Scherzer, Patrick Corbin, and Strasburg, I think that in a 7-game series, they would have a shot.
I don't know why in my head I kept thinking it went to 2 out of 3 this year. I don't know why. So that's my bad there. I apologize.
I didn't even catch
it. No, bad job.
All right. Finally, this is our fourth down. Listen to this story. This woman was having a dream in the middle of the night that they were involved in her and her husband were involved in a high-speed train race, and bad guys were chasing them. This was in her dream, and her fiance told her to save her ring by swallowing it, and then she wakes up, and she actually, in the middle of the night, did swallow the ring. I mean, that's insane. Like, she lived out her dream. It feels like Inception or something like that, Joe, but thankfully they ended up finding the ring and getting it. It was in her stomach and all that, but that's crazy, right?
Yeah. Seems fishy to me. I don't know. Seems like one of these weird things. I don't know about this.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it. I don't know. I think there was some other weird scenario here going on, and she's just covering up for something she did that was stupid. Where did this happen? I guess that's my first question. Did it happen in Florida? I guess
No, we haven't gotten to Florida, man, yet. This is in San Diego.
Okay. San Diego. All right. Well, it's hot there, too. I don't know. I just find this one a hard thing to believe. You know, because people do stupid things and then cover it up, right? They do stupid things like, oh, yeah, I had it in my mouth or whatever, and I accidentally swallowed it, like, whatever. But that sounds like you sound like a moron if you say that. If you're like, oh, I was in this really intense dream, and not that you don't sound like a moron, but I don't know.
I feel like it's an interesting story to me, but they're still getting married in May.
Have you ever swallowed anything, like a coin or anything?
No, never.
You were not that kid? But thing didn't eat
I was pain. Not. I was not. I swallowed my pride a lot. That's about it.
I'm sure if you every day with me, you have to.
We got to take a time out. We'll be back with more fantasy sports today right after this. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com for free information on how you can lose weight. Go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, NFL setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars each week playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you are doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL Annual Pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe, our Florida Man segment is coming up in less than 15 minutes. We've got some good stories to share with you guys today. Some interesting ones, I think. Before we do that, let's dive a little bit back more into the NFL discussion. And I think that for me, the way that I would summarize this first month of the season, to me, Joe, now you tell me if you agree or disagree, but I feel like the AFC has two great teams.
Yep.
The NFC has none.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of bad teams in the NFL. Those are the three points that I would make. Do you think that sounds accurate?
I think you actually spot on right there. I really do. And it's weird because, you know, you would think that with all of the preseason work and all the stuff and talking about all the preseason games and all these things and teams coming out here in September and things don't look sharp. And we kind of had this problem a couple of years ago. And then last year, the beginning of the season was a little bit better. Last year was the first year in a while where actually September football was a better quality. And I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe it was a rough patch. Maybe it was a weird transition for a lot of teams. But I think what we're seeing now is not just partially, you know, the preparation and how guys don't play a lot in these games and preseason and things aren't there, but also the attrition of the quarterback position. And when you take away the quarterback, it's the most important position in the game right now. And you take that guy away and you downgrade to whoever the next guy is, no matter how good they are, the quality of play overall gets knocked down an entire peg. And I think that's what's happening in all of these games. I mean, even last night, if Roethlisberger is playing in that game, it's probably a lot more fun to watch. Whether, you know, just because of the quality of football is going to be better, because you're talking about a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback calling the signal. So I think that's a big part of it. But overall, it's also a very young league nowadays. I think it's really turned over. You've got a lot of youth at the quarterback position. You've got a youth in general. And a lot of the older guys kind of get phased out, for better or worse. It's a young man's league. And I think that's also attributing to why you're seeing the quality of the game take a little dip. So there's a lot of factors here, but no matter what the factors are, at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. The quality of the games this month have not been great overall. A lot of haves and have-nots.
Yeah, and I would tell you this, that this is the same thing every year in the NFL. We just forget about it because we're so desperate for the NFL to come back because it's been gone for so long. The stories that go on outside of the games are more compelling than the actual games themselves. In fact, after this week is done, and I would say to any average NFL fan, not an average fan, because if they're sitting watching all the games on Sunday, you're not an average NFL fan. You're a pretty intense NFL fan. So I suppose if you're somebody like myself or somebody like you, Joe, and you go back and you say, what was the best game so far of the NFL season? Like, what did you take away? You may be able to give me one game. You cannot give me three great games that have happened so far. There's no way. There's none.
Well, it also depends on your definition of great. Like, some people don't like defensive games. Like, a lot of people didn't like the kind of football that was being played in Buffalo on Sunday. But if you like defensive football, that was a very enjoyable game from a defensive standpoint. But
you're going to make me laugh over hearing that.
Why?
You enjoyed the game because you're a Patriots fan.
No, I enjoyed that game because I like defense.
That game was horrible.
I like watching the Bears play.
You thought that Vikings Bears game was good?
Not the Vikings Bears game, but I thought the Bears Packers game was interesting to watch those defenses
because it was the only game on TV and it was the first game.
I thought that was a good game. I used to like watching the Broncos play, and I hate the Broncos, but I like watching them play. I like watching Von Miller. Not everybody watches it's funny when you watch football, most people's eyes are always on the offense and when the ball gets snapped. I like to look at the other side of the football a little bit more, and that's just me. I like watching defenses play. Sorry, I'm not lying. Why would I make this up? What do
I'm
I have to?
I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm just saying you're being unrealistic because I would say right because okay
because
you put yourself in this position. Okay, so go ahead. Give me the three best games played so far this year in the NFL. Go ahead.
Three best games this year played in the NFL.
You want to put Patriots Bills in there? Go ahead.
No, I don't. I'm just saying there's those kind of games.
Give me the memorable games for you.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at
them. Because you can't. That's the reason why. Because they're not good. If they were memorable, you wouldn't say I have to go back and look. You could say here they are. That's 1, 2, 3. Point.
All right. You've put me in my place. Here I am. There's the place, and I'm in it.
There you go. You're learning. That's all there is to it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. In this particular case, the number one story of the year was
no good games.
Antonio Brown. It was Antonio Brown, without a doubt. Antonio Brown was the story of the first month of the NFL.
I think the one game that pops out to me is off the top of my head is the Saints game, that first Monday night game, the first one, the early game, the Saints versus the Texans. I enjoyed that football game immensely. Okay,
there you go.
Then you had two quarterbacks who you believe in playing quarterback, so that makes a big difference. So
yeah, that was a really good game. Packers Eagles was a really good game last Thursday. Really exciting game.
Yeah. Well, down to the line. Kind of turnovers. Yeah.
But a chance at the end of the game. Like Broncos Bears was a real exciting finish. It wasn't a great game. And and again, I can remember
this week, the Jaguars Denver game was fun to watch at the end.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of fun at the end games, and there's a lot of good games. It's just,
it's a lot of one sided football right now. You're not wrong.
Memorable. And when you have, and I don't know, would you say that Cincinnati's tanking? I don't know. Would you say Washington is tanking? I know Miami is.
No, Jay Gruden has officially lost his, that's it. He's burnt. When he put Haskins in that game, that was it. There was no reason to make that change at that time where he made that change. It was insanity. You're telling me that they couldn't have gone out there and Case Keenum, who put up 30 against the Eagles and then put up some points against other teams, you couldn't have gone out there and find a way to put up some points against the Giants and being competitive. And who knows? Because the Giants didn't play great in that game and their defense is atrocious. You're telling me Keenum couldn't have made you more competitive? And that was a game where if you won that game, all of a sudden things are looking a little bit different for you. Not great, but you're 1-3 instead of 0-4. And I think it was desperation. I think it was all these things. And maybe it was even personal. I don't care. It was bad business. It was a stupid idea. And look, he's going to pay the price for it with his job pretty soon.
New England will play KC. It'll be good. You know, there'll be some games before the end of the year. It's just on a weekly basis, you're hoping for more. You're hoping that to get to October and I say, what was the memories? And you say Antonio Brown and Andrew Luck. Like those were the two, drama filled bigger stories of the year. And by the way, quarterbacks getting hurt is also another big one too. So.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing, because going into even week five, you would say, okay, if you looked 6 weeks ago, you'd say, Jets Eagles, that should be an interesting game. Well, far less interesting when Darnold's not playing.
Of course.
If you look at, the Steelers Ravens, boy, that doesn't get better than that. Are you super excited about Steelers Ravens now if you're not a fan of either of those teams?
It's a quarterback league, no doubt. Right. Losing Luck at the beginning was a big part of that. But
all of a sudden, when each game gets downgraded or a third of the games get downgraded, that's a problem.
I know, but there still should be some compelling 31-30 last minute Cody Parkey hitting the upright game.
Like were I was compelled by the Rams game this weekend?
I mean, the Rams came all the way back to make it close, but not really. I mean, Tampa Bay crushed them. Like they just Tampa Bay went in there and smacked them. And then the only reason why the Rams came back in the game is because Winston threw a pick. But it was compelling for fantasy without a doubt. I mean, that's the fantasy game that was compelling. But from a reality game, I love to be sitting there in the fourth quarter with a lot of points, a lot of scoring. These two teams can't stop each other. And then, just like the Rams Chiefs game last year, that was the best game of the year. I think nobody would disagree with that. Correct. Like that was an amazing game.
Yeah. But it's funny because the Rams gave you just knocked out one of them. They gave up a ton of points to the Vikings last year. They gave up a ton of points to the Saints last year in the championship game and also in the season when they played. The Rams defense is not as good as people think it is. And they are terrible when it comes to giving up big plays that swing games. And they have been for a year. And I feel like now everyone's jumping on them, but this is not new information.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about them. More worried about Goff, I think, than I am about the Rams.
But. Do you think that the girly usage this week was looking ahead to Thursday? No, I'm asking a serious question now.
No, Joe, I don't.
Well, why do you even finish the question?
Because I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Where am I going with the question? Let's see if you're right.
You think that they're going to all of a sudden give Gurley 25 carries?
No. I'm saying this particular week, this particular day, when they decide, no, we can do this without doing it, because they have a Thursday night game against Seattle this week.
No.
It's a short week Thursday night travel game. Okay, I'm just that's a fair question.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It's the same question that when you asked me, do you think that maybe they just don't play Hilton because the Raiders are not good? And the answer is never in the NFL. Like if a guy can play, he plays. And Gurley is not the same guy. I will say this. You got what you wanted last week from that. If Gurley does that all season long.
I got two touchdowns. I didn't get the 100 yards.
Hey, listen, at this point,
you can't run the ball 11 times and win football games. I'm sorry. I don't think you can do that, even if you're the Rams.
Oh, from a winning point, no. But for Gurley, if you give Gurley, and I have Gurley in that guillotine league. So if Gurley gives me 13 carries, 35 yards, and two touchdowns and four catches, I will take it every week the rest of the year. I am good. Give that guy 12 touchdowns at the end of the year and 900 rushing yards, and I am thrilled. I am ready for that if that happens. I'll be so happy. I'm just worried that he is a little bit too touchdown dependent at this point. What would I give if I had to set a Vegas total on Thursday? It's a good game, by the way. But if I had to set a Vegas total on Gurley's carries on Thursday night, I would put it at 16.5 is where I would put it. I thought last week was ridiculous, but
when the team, not Gurley, the team collectively had 11 rushes, that's a problem. I don't care what the game's what's going on. The Rams have been successful for 2 years because they ran the football with Todd Gurley, and that allowed Jared Goff to be a guy who, you know, didn't have to make mistakes and things like that, because Goff has plenty of deficits if you watch him play quarterback. But those deficits go away when you put him in a position where he's got single coverage with really talented wide receivers and all of a sudden, when they were so pass happy, you saw those mistakes and those issues come out. And this is not a good formula for them right now. It's not equating to W's. I don't want to say they're in trouble, but this is a game where they need to get back to what they do better. And I don't care who it is, if it's Brown, if it's Henderson. I mean, I care. I want it to be Gurley. Right. This is a real issue here. If they don't look ahead to this Thursday night game and say, hey, look, this is a huge game because we lost a game that should have been a gimme. Now we got to go to Seattle and win a football game on the road in a tough place to play. That's different. You don't want to put yourself in positions like that all season long.
Yeah. And look, it may be the case because Seattle likes to run the ball too. So that could play a better game script for the Rams. I just think for me, I am now at the full conclusion that Gurley in a year or two will be out of the league. There's obviously something still wrong with his knee. It'll never be the same, because this is not how you handle a guy that was the best player in the NFL for almost 3 years. So, I mean, that's the way I was willing to be optimistic and curious about it going into the season. And I was an investor too, just like you.
Well, because it was an investor in a good, the price made sense.
It was a low price. Yeah. But again, sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. And this time, and injuries are one of those things you can't quantify. And that's what happened here, I think. All right, Florida Man's next. Don't go away.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Game time decisions.
Why are they the Browns?
I have no clue. That's why I think their name is terrible.
Is it Jim Brown?
Will is saying because of the dog.
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
What do you mean?
The dog is brown?
He's kind of a brown.
Yeah, I don't understand. Still, the Wizards is worse.
It was named after their first coach and general manager.
Oh, Paul Brown.
Paul Brown. They should change
it. Yeah.
Still not a great name.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. And now it's time on Fantasy Sports Today to see what's going on in the Sunshine State with Florida Man.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig, along with Joe, as it is time for our Florida Man segment here on our... I like an October 1st Florida Man. So let's go through a few of these stories here. We'll start off with story number one. And this happened to a Florida man, but actually in Virginia. So this is a really interesting one. A Virginia judge.
Florida man on the road? Is this what it is?
He's on the road, man. He was denied bond. He alleged to plot to murder his wife, but by accident, he was shot and paralyzed. What he did was this man, 65 years old, broke into a Virginia Beach home of his estranged wife earlier last month and assaulted her and her daughter.
God.
And
you missed the key point in this. With what? With a wrench.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that part.
With a wrench? Who assaults somebody with a wrench? What is this?
Well, we have a better one coming, then you should stay tuned because I think we have a better attack. But either way, the stepdaughter shot him in the back, hit him in the spine. She acted in self-defense, and now he's paralyzed. Now, also, he had multiple cell phones, disguises, garbage bags, duct tape, weapons, and a wooden baton, the wrenches you mentioned, and a firearm. So note to self, this guy is going to be in prison the rest of his life in a bed.
Good. That's what I say. This is called karma. This is what you deserve. Somebody should go and whack him with a wrench on the head. This is what happens too. Florida man. Note to all Florida men out there. You don't travel well. Okay, you stick to your shenanigans at home. You keep this nonsense in Florida where it belongs. You don't
there
bring
it
that
is. North There's of the moral.
Main. There you go. Well, I don't think that's the moral. It's a reminder, Florida man. Your crap might play in Tallahassee or wherever it is with a panhandle. Doesn't play here when you start to get north, man. Oh my God! With a wrench. Where are we, Craig? This is crazy.
I mean, his stepdaughter shot him in the spine too. Impressive.
Yeah. Well, all right. Good for It doesn't say what she shot him with, right? Like what kind of gun or whatever. Was it his gun?
We didn't get that. I don't know. We didn't get that specific. All right. Here's a story two. This happened a couple days ago in Boca Raton, Florida. And this is just an interesting story. It isn't necessarily about a man, but I wanted to bring it up since it is the Florida man story. A Florida man lost his iPhone on a boat a year ago, and then a diver recently found it and returned it to the man. And it had barnacles all over it. The guy was lobster diving, and the stone crabs are coming up here in a couple of weeks, but he was lobster diving 40 feet of water. He found it, and it was in, you know, basically in pretty good condition. Other than that, now the phone, of course, doesn't work, but it was interesting because, Joe, it just goes to show you that you could lose things in the water and then all of a sudden get them back. Have you ever thought about, diving in the water, maybe finding some treasure there, some buried treasure, Joe?
No, I tried the snorkeling once. I thought I was going to die because I had a hard time trying to figure out the breathing pattern. So I was a little bit of an embarrassment. I got the hang of it eventually, but the first 10 minutes were tenuous, to say the least. But this is a problem with our oceans, right? Everyone's worried about the plastic bottles inside a fish and all this stuff. And God knows cell phones and what else is out there. I mean, come on, hold on to your phone out there. It's kind of funny. It's almost like it's like a text message in a bottle, this story.
Oh, there, wow. There. That's a new one. That's a new one. text that there in a bottle. I may have
that's
to
right. Instead, that's what you do now. And so instead of putting a message in a bottle, throwing it out into the ocean, you write something very deep and interesting on your phone. You just chuck it out there into the Atlantic Ocean. And then someday, years from now, somebody will pick up that phone and read it. And it's all in emojis and they'll have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there you go. Patent that. That little term there, text message in a bottle. Okay, next story here. This is in Winter Park, Florida, which is around the Orlando area. A resident found a surprise as he tried to fix a clothes dryer that stopped working. When he was disassembling the dryer, he reached into the lint exhaust and found a snake.
Yeah.
And he set it outside. It raced around. It was actually still alive. Which is insane too. So a live snake, Joe, found in a dryer. Do you do your own laundry, by the way, Joe? Or do you have anybody that kind of helps you out with that?
What do I have? A servant? What am I?
What do I know?
I'm here doing radio with you. What do you think? I got like a house full of servants? No, I do. Yeah. I do laundry. Of course, I do everything. This is what you do when you're the single father. You do all these things. You do the laundry. I spent a freaking hour at the mall yesterday in Justice trying to help my girls pick out clothes. And there's no bar there. There should be. There should be a bar there. But no, of course I do all that stuff. And that's terrifying. And, I know when you're in Florida, like we were in Universal this summer, you know, the little geckos running around everywhere, that we don't have up north. So do you get any weird stuff in your house? I know my friends out there.
We had a gecko in the house last night. Yeah.
Yeah. And what happens? Do your kids care? Or they freak out?
They say, Daddy, come get it. And I get it and let it go.
Yeah, but it's really fast. How do you get it? What's your
No, approach? They're not. No, it's like a lizard almost, but it's just they kind of gravitate up the walls. Yeah, so they're kind of a little fast. It depends. I don't care either way. Sometimes I'll do it with my hands, sometimes I'll do it with a piece of
broom in a bucket. Towel.
No, I'll just pick it up and take it out.
You ever get like a squirrel in your house, like in Christmas?
No squirrels. No squirrels. I'm trying to think. We have blue crabs that are in the neighborhood that we live in. And in June, when it gets really hot because they live underground, it gets too hot for them. So they come up and they're running all over our neighborhood. And they don't come after us, but like my family thinks that they're going to. So they're like so scared, like they're under the cars, like they're getting smashed by the tires. They're all over. But this is only for like a couple weeks out of the year.
That's wild. Florida is a crazy place, man. I'll visit Florida.
Iguanas. I'm going to take a picture at my next baseball practice. The amount of there must have been 50 iguanas all sunbathing. Yeah, I'll take a picture next time. Yeah, it was right in the outfield too. Yeah,
it's just out there, like in the burbs. Like I thought this was more like in the rural places. I didn't think it was like when you're built up that you still had iguanas.
A million iguanas now in Florida, and a million. I'm telling you, this is Saturday. Well, it won't happen tomorrow night. We have practice at 6, but Saturday at 3 when we have practice, I guarantee there's going to be a million. I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture of it.
One time a bird got caught in our fireplace as a kid, and that was hilarious. My dad trying to get him out of the fireplace flew, but not fly around our house. Oh my God. It was basically that scene from
I had a bird living. I had a bird stuck in the wall one time in Sarasota where I live.
In the wall? How the hell did you get in the wall?
I had to cut a hole in the wall to get the bird out. Yeah. The bird, I tried to save it. It died pretty quick though. I don't know. I think it was in shock. All right, last Florida man story. Florida man was arrested in a months-old attack, which he allegedly used a samurai sword to threaten a jogger as the two were fighting over a wheelbarrow that they found in a pile of trash. Curtis is his name's man. He was arrested and on attempted murder charges stemming from an attack back in July. It looks like this man attacked the other man named Todd with a sword in a residential Oakland Park neighborhood, which is around the Fort Lauderdale area, Joe, while trying to pull the wheelbarrow away from him. And these two guys were just basically fighting. One guy picks up a sword. The whole thing is caught on video, of course, in a trash pile. And not what you want to do. I would have let the wheelbarrow go once I saw the sword. But you probably could have got your own sword in this particular case.
Well, look, he's lucky he didn't pull this crap on me. That's on him.
It would have been bad, right?
It would have been a bad scene for him. I'm a trained professional, 20 plus years trained professional. But that is, at least there's more honor in that.
You know, there's more on sword. See, here's the thing. Guns are easy. Any yokel can pull a gun on somebody. But to really be able to use a sword properly, a real sword. But this guy, like, he's hacking at him. Like, this guy's like ready to go in full high guard stance, hacking at this guy over a wagon. Like, that's where we're at right now. It's just, it's funny to me. Like, where did he pick up the samurai sword? Does he carry it around with him all the time? Is this just like his normal MO? There's so many questions and not enough answers here, but at least there's a little honor in this fight. Like, he's pulled the sword. It's I'm going to be a man of skill here, and I'm going to defeat you for this little wagon so I can pull things along.
Very impressive. So, yeah.
The funny thing is the end of this video. Have you caught the end of this video?
Yeah.
When I assume his girlfriend or his wife is in pulling the wheelbarrow and yelling at the guy who just almost got killed by a samurai sword.
Yeah.
Like things, he was in the wrong.
Do these things happen in New Jersey, or this is just where I live? Yeah.
No, it's where it's down there. I mean, crazy things happen here. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure I could do New Jersey, man, and pull up a bunch of stuff. Maybe we'll do that one day just for fun.
I think we should. I think
all right, next week, New Jersey, man. I will find
next Tuesday.
Text me Monday or after the show, remind me, and I'll go find 4 New Jersey man stories. I'm sure most of like, you know, Louie was at the deli and you know, he ordered
like bagel boss, like the bagel guy, right?
Yeah, right. There's like it's stories like that, probably. Somebody will do pulling out a samurai sword or a wrench, you know, who wins in that fight? The guy with the wrench and the sword?
Well, you could throw the wrench, right?
Well, you could throw the wrench, but you only got one shot at it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I'll go with sword guy. Yeah, I'll go with sword guy. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so that's our Florida Man segment for today. If you have any ideas or suggestions, send them on over at Craig Mish at Joe Pizzapia 17. Maybe we'll do it on the air, and there it is. Joe said that we'll do New Jersey Man next Tuesday. Now, next Wednesday, I'll do Yom Kippur Man, but I won't be here on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the Jewish holiday, my first day off, I think, since I've started the show.
Well, you deserve it. That's good. How was yesterday, by the way? How was the holiday with your family? Everything
very good? Very good.
You do the whole traditional dinner thing or the whole
yes,
thing?
We did. Nice. Yes, we did. We did yesterday and the night before, but then tonight we will not. Tonight we will we'll celebrate the holiday here in the house, and then of course fasting and not eating and all that next week. So
What was on the menu last night?
Oh, just traditional Jewish meals, bagels and corned beef,
soup. I love the mothball soup.
That would come for Passover. That's a Passover.
No, a Passover thing. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you could eat it anytime, but it's more of a that and the gefilte fish. Like that's more of a
I don't do.
Deal. Yeah,
I remember the kugel. I remember. Yeah, I had a lot of Jewish
absolutely. That will be again. Around that time too. Passover also. You can't eat bread, so we have to make those different kind of meals. So all right, so again, that's our Florida Man segment. We'll do New Jersey Man hypothetically next Tuesday. It'll probably be a Sopranos themed segment, I'm guessing. And what we'll do next is we've got the best of hour number one coming up, and then coming up in hour number two, it's our September to Remember segment in fantasy. Things that went well, things that went poorly, things that we liked, things that we didn't like. We'll do that coming up in less than 5 minutes from now. For those of you who are listening to the show live on the iHeartRadio app, or you're listening on the FNTSY app, that is certainly cool as well. But as a reminder, make sure that you download our show via iTunes, Android, Stitcher, or wherever you hear podcasts, because not a lot of people have time to listen to this program for 2 hours every single day, and I get that. But if you want, you could listen to it in pieces simply by listening to us in podcast form. If you're listening to us in the iTunes store, make sure you like and subscribe to the show. Give us 5 stars if you wouldn't mind, and then this way we can continue to deliver this great content to you each and every day of the fantasy football season. We will take a quick time out. Best of the first hour next. And then our September to Remember segment is coming up in hour number two. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe with you here on a Tuesday. Don't go away.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed.
The Rams defense is not as good as people think it is, and they are terrible when it comes to giving up big plays that swing games, and they have been for a year, and I feel like now everyone's jumping on them, but this is not new information.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about them. More worried about Goff, I think, than I am about the Rams.
But. Do you think that the girly usage this week was looking ahead to Thursday? No, I'm asking a serious question now.
No, Joe, I don't. No.
Well, why do you even finish the question?
Because I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Where am I going with the question? Let's see if from your
eyes. You think that they're going to all of a sudden give Gurley 25 carries
this week? No. I'm saying this particular week, this particular day, when they decide, no, we can do this without doing it, because they have a Thursday night game against Seattle this week.
No,
a short week Thursday night travel game.
No,
okay. I'm just, that's a fair question.
Yeah, no, man. I don't think so. It's the same question that when you asked me, do you think that maybe they just don't play Hilton because the Raiders are not good? And the answer is never in the NFL. Like, if a guy can play, he plays. And Gurley is not the same guy. I will say this: you got what you wanted last week from that. If Gurley does that all season long,
I got two touchdowns. I didn't get the 100 yards.
Hey, listen, at this point,
you can't run the ball 11 times and win football games. I'm sorry. I don't think you can do that, even if you're the Rams.
Oh, from a winning point, no. But for Gurley, if you give Gurley, and I have Gurley in that guillotine league, so if Gurley gives me 13 carries, 35 yards, and two touchdowns and four catches, I will take it every week the rest of the year. I am good. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live. Or if you're listening on demand, this is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.